Mexico was hit with a 1-2 punch by Hurricane Dean. Christians are mobilized to help. An aviation ministry is full and overflowing with new missionaries, and ministry growth encourages cooperation in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Hurricane Dean continues to weaken over Mexico, humanitarian aid workers are concerned about the mountain regions. World Vision's Emergency Response Director for Mexico, Aldo Pontecorvo, is in the eastern Yucatan Peninsula. Pontecorvo explains,
"That will cause all the clouds to release all the water that they are bringing, and probably we could have an average of 300 millimeters of water in that type of rain. That could cause a lot of floods and a lot of mudslides in that area that have mountains."
Meanwhile, Yucatan is assessing the hurricane damage. World Vision supports government aid programs that offer blankets, shelter, and food. World Vision has already prepared aid centers in case physical help is needed, but spiritual help is constant during times like these.
"We try to do it just by giving them some words of hope while we are distributing the aid or while we are giving support."
Visit our website to learn two ways you can lend a hand. Next, there's a new team of pilots in training at New Tribes Mission. New Tribes' Tim Sanford.
"We have traditionally only been training 2 to 3 guys in any given year, but in the last 2 years, our numbers have really increased to where we've maxed out at 6, and that's how many we have here now, and we expect to have another 6 coming next year as well."
The missionary aviation training program takes 8 to 9 months to complete, but Sanford says it takes up to 8 to 10 years to launch a fully trained missionary pilot into the field. A lack of pilots puts other projects in jeopardy.
"We have one country that we have been trying for about 2 to 3 years to get a flight program back up and running there. It's very difficult, a lot of circumstances that are determining that, and in that situation, I know of at least one tribal location where we've had missionaries in the tribe and had to pull them out because we don't have an aviator to get them back and forth in a safe way."
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Oasis training program in Pram-Pram, Ghana is having impact on cooperation and unity. Oasis's Ambrose Brennan says many of their students are pastors of different churches, now networking throughout the region. The impetus, a community health clinic.
"We had partnered with Rotary International before and were able to get an ambulance for the clinic, but it was always kind of outside help, and we thought it'd be better if we could really rally support amongst the community and the churches here, and that way we could foster a real spirit of unity and cooperation."
Pastors are committed to cooperative fundraising projects, which is fostering harmony amongst the church bodies. Brennan says their example is paving the way to evangelism later.
"Jesus can bring people together of all different types of backgrounds, all different kinds of nationalities, and illustrate the fact that there really is one church and one body of Christ working together."
And after more than 6 years as president, HCJB Global's David Johnson is stepping down at the end of his term, September 2008. A search committee is already looking for his replacement. Johnson says while he's focused on leadership development of the Western Church of late, he's sensing God lead him in another direction.
"The next phase of my life is to invest in leadership in the Global South, the non-Western church, and so gearing up to do that."
Johnson was instrumental in launching a new brand, expanded healthcare into a global ministry, established key partnerships around the world, and defined HCJB Global as a discipleship-focused organization with a major emphasis on empowering local believers. Johnson has some advice for the next president.
"The world is a different place. It's spinning faster, so to speak, and I think missions in general are going to have to be far more flexible, far more adaptable into the future."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With the gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.